Okay, so it's Saturday the 23rd of July 2011 and woke up this morning around 6:15 and then Julie and I left for work at around 8 o'clock. Picked Claire up on the way and it was her last day today, so on the way we're having some good chats about that, and also I brought my new video camera with me just to try out getting some footage, and she's a little bit of a piece to camera on the way, saying how she thought her last day was going to go, and then we got some footage throughout the day on that. Once we got there, briefed the team, ready for the day, and really, really busy day in fact. Lots going on, lots of guests, silver arrows, all that sort of stuff. So this is sort of the first official day of the summer holidays. Lots to do in the morning, basically spent the morning going through Artemis the next few weeks, and then booking dynamic area training for a lot of the team, for the young driver team, with me and Nev. Then we had Silver Arrows. In Silver Arrows today, I was in the SL63, the white one, in pole position at the front, and I had a lady called June, who's a lovely lady, really keen on Formula One and things like that with her husband. Sadly, she's terminally ill, but she went to Silverstone a couple of weeks ago, and then she was having a go with us and Silver Arrows, which was cool. Then in the afternoon, started finished off watching a little bit of the qualifying for the German Grand Prix, and the positions were Webber first, Hamilton on a Banzai lap, really quick, and then Vettel third. Had some lunch as well, and then after that, spent the afternoon getting the day sheets all ready, checking the screens, making sure Sunday was okay and all that. And then from 3 till, 20 past 3 to 20 past 4, I had to a 4x4 adults drive. And that was all good. A nice guy called Dave from Reading and mentioned that I was going to probably pop in the farm Reading gate on the way up to Aylesbury this evening. Throughout the afternoon, we also Shazad helped me get some signatures on Claire's leaving cards, because she's leaving hosting today. And then, once we wrapped the day up, we went over to the Hand and Spear, and Helen and Ashley and Chris Michael, me, Julie, Claire, who else went? It was Charlotte, Karen, people like that. Loads of people went, and Jodie as well, to support her on her next venture of becoming a real proper teacher. So that was good. And yeah, that was all cool. And then after that, we got ourselves sorted out when we went to the Hand and Spear pub. We left there, went back to Mum and Dad's, picked up the Freelander, then got it loaded up at our house, and then made our way back up to Aylesbury. And then got here, once we had something to eat, at Reading Gate at the McDonald's. We got here at about 11 o'clock, chilled out for a little bit of time, and now I'm just going to go to sleep, I think. A bit late, as you can see on this one. Really, really good day. It's been a very, very tiring day. As you'll see from a picture I'm going to attach today, which is James Rigby, who was pretty shattered at lunchtime, and pretty much for most of the day, really. I think, even though it's just the first day of summer holidays, it's taken its toll. So God knows how he's going to get on for the rest of it. So I'll leave you with that picture. Until next time, goodbye now.